expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hey, welcome to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we do welcome you. We're in the middle of our show right now, and I've been talking a little bit about the boat, the land, and the water, and the air, okay? The boat, I'll do it like this, the air, the water, the boat, and the land. Those are four levels of living that I believe that the church has to get a hold of. Hello, Delon. And we do welcome you to the Mike Radio Show and also Mike Live. As you know, we are, of course, having church tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 447 East 23rd Street. And we're switching to the DD Radio Station. God bless you, President Crystal. And if you have your Bibles, please go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. We have made it through the month of August. Today is September the 1st. We made it through the summer. It's been a real unique and strange summer, full of water, full of baptism and washing and cleansing. And this morning, as I was doing my limousine service, which I've created my own business, my own limousine service. And you have to always become creative when other doors shut. You got to open up new doors, and you can't complain and fuss and talk about how things used to be. You got to get what God is going today. And so I'm a firm believer that when one door closes, God will open another one. But you got to be willing to create the door. Funny, when the brook dried up, you know, Elijah wasn't there at the brook. Said, "I got, send more water, send another brook, send more water, Jesus, send." He said, "Listen, I prepared a widow woman to take care of you. I need you to leave here and head towards that town. I got a widow woman that's preparing to take care of you." And when he gets there, this lady is talking about she's gonna make this last meal and die. This is the woman he's prepared to take care of you. And so whenever something begins to dry up, you move towards a new direction because God got something greater and something better. And so a lot of times we want to go back to the old school, how things used to be, and we're violating the kingdom principle. God always can outdo the last move. So I want to show you something God showed me this morning. And I wasn't even thinking in this vein because I was going to talk about something else. I was going to Hebrews 12, and God said, no, not for this. He said, I want you to tell the people about land, boat, water, and land, boat, sea and air. Land, boat, sea and air. And I realized in my life there are four types of individuals you're going to meet in your life. You got people who don't care anything about Christ. They live their life on the land and don't care much about religious experiences. And you got folks who are Christians who get on the boat, who experience a spiritual experience every now and then, once a week, once a time, you know, maybe come to the Lord, felt the Spirit of God when someone's singing a song. And then you get these other saints to get out on the water, to move through the 60-fold level, that tries something that one's never tried before. And then you get that sold out saint that give it all they got, lay their chips at the middle of the table and go for it, which I call air surfing, walking on the air. I've been talking about that lately, called the air walkers. So you got air walkers, you got people who attempt to walk on water, and you have the people that sit in boats, and you got folks that stay addicted to the land. They're not going to take any risk. They're not interested in Christ or anything. You get the believer who sits in the boat, who will know the word, but won't step out on nothing, afraid to take that risk. And then you get that saint that says, "I'm giving it all I got. I'm going for it." And so I compare that 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold to 100-fold are the air walkers. The 60-fold are the water walkers. The 30-fold are the saints that's in the boat. And then you get the no-fold people who don't care 2 cents about spirituality, don't care about Christ or nothing. And I've been watching the funerals between John McCain and Sister Aretha Franklin. Both are majors within themselves. And Aretha Franklin was called the Queen of Soul. And John McCain, of course, is a soldier. And then both of them had was grace because they got to say their byes to their loved ones around their beds. John McCain was slowly passing out, was dying away, and his family was around, believe the bedside. Same thing for Aretha Franklin. And they both had the grace to say their goodbyes. They didn't just drop off the scene and die instantly. They had time to wean and say bye to their families. Now, I was listening and watching the 6-hour funeral of Aretha Franklin, and I was trying to count how many times the name of Jesus was mentioned. I was trying to figure out in people's remarks who would talk about Christ being glorified. I didn't count many. I think someone sung "What a Friend I Have in Jesus." I don't know what the sermon was, and I wondered, did anyone give an altar call? And you know why you don't hear much of that? Because when we do these Hollywood funerals, or these where it attracts Hollywood and the movie stars, Christ is not really mentioned, because most folks have, in this circle that I have experienced, have an earth-dwelling and boat-sitting religion. Christ does not come into the culture of my career. Christ is not being glorified in me. I add Christ to my dish. I add Christ to my plate. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting around trying to win souls. It's not like I'm trying to get disciples. I'm not interested in that. I'm not like I'm going to pray and minister to people. I'm not going to try to win. I'm not doing all that. All I want to do is make a movie and make six figures. All I want to do is ride my Maserati and enjoy my life. See, these are what you call earth dwellers and boat-sitting saints. They're not interested in walking on water. They're interested in prophesying and causing minds to change. We are so far behind the ball. It's funny. I was listening to one of the radio commentators who went to the funeral. He said, you know, I went to that funeral, and look, they was trying to have church. I was like, duh. That's what you're supposed to do. Y'all make it sound like it's the opposite. You're supposed to have church. The problem is, we have exalted flesh, exalted superstars, Aretha Franklin, John McCain. When someone that's in the celebrity status dies, yeah, like they folk in movies don't die. People die. They get old, they die. They get sick, they die. So the real life is not this physical world. It's not the earth. It's not the boat. It's the air. It's the water. It's that rim that people don't want to talk about. And this is why our priorities are out of order. Lisa Collins and President Chris and DeLon, when our priorities are out of order, all we look for are boat and land. We want to dwell with everybody, do what everybody else do, sit in the boat, might get one spiritual experience every once in a while, but to go out on the water and walk on the air, something that only Peter and Jesus did, it's not many. And I'm sorry, a lot of saints are not producing 30, 60, 100. For most saints I've been around produce no fool, or they're below the 34. You ask them questions of how many souls you led to the Lord lately, none. Who you ministered to and prophesied to? None. When the last time God gave you specific things what to do for business? None. All you give God praise for, I got up this morning. Where do sinners get up in the morning? Where is the difference at? Because we don't have water walking, air walking saints. We got boat sitting, land dwelling saints. We're going to take our first break, of course, at www.mikebroadcastddb.com. And I'm going to continue on Mike Live here on this September 1st. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED OJD identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
We're back. Welcome back, of course, to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I'm ministering to many of you who got to make some decisions. I'm going to be praying for Brenda Hendricks. This is my mother-in-law. She's in recovery. She's going to become a walking miracle. She's going to be wearing the red, those red shoes. How you say that word? Stedlows? I forgot how you say that word. And I told her to put them shoes on top of the table and look at them, because you're going to stand up and you're going to walk and you're going to do something great. God bless you, Linda. And I'm telling you, I'm praying for some of you to move from the earth, to move to the boat, and move from the boat and move to the water, and move from the water and move to the air. The air is what I call the third heaven. The water, the sea, is the second heaven. The boat is what I call the first heaven, which is the earth. And then you got the folk who are on the land who don't even get in the boat. These are individuals who don't care anything about Christianity, don't care anything about the kingdom. And you got the church folk that get in the boat and they might experience a Sunday morning or a spiritual. But then you get these other individuals who go on for the 60-fold and the 100-fold, who are going to step out there and do something that the world is not used to. And I have made up in my mind. And that's why the devil is afraid of me. I made up in my mind, I'm giving it all I have. I'm 55 years young, and I do know I want to be finished and completed in my assignment. So when I pass my legacy on to my children and my sons and daughters, I can say that God can say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So I really believe that when you're in boat, when you're on boat, when you're on water, and when you're on air, all three has a certain level of expertise to help you. If you're a boat sitter, now these were fishermen. So when they was in the boat, they understood how to fish. They understand there's certain science techniques that while you're in the boat during the storm, what you're supposed to do. But Peter does something, Stacy Harris, that was quite unusual. Peter gets out the boat and starts to walk on air. Now, every time I say this, I got to make it plain. He did not walk directly on the water, because the water is contrary. The waves are high. So the question is, when Peter and Jesus was walking on the air, was walking on the sea, they was actually walking on air. And so here's my question I ask you, Linda and Stacy and Brenda and Lisa. Do you have the faith to walk on air and walk on water? Or do you do like everybody else do, sit in boats and complain? or dwell on the land and don't even come out to the boat. Because I realize in my life there are no full saints. There are 30 full saints. There are 60 full saints. And there's a 100 full saint. 100 full means you're giving it all you got. When you read the book of Acts, when you read the life of Apostle Paul and those disciples, I believe those disciples are those 100 full saints. They believe the kingdom can turn the world upside down. So you saw miracles that was like walking on air, walking on water. They was going to chop Peter's head off. Listen to me, y'all. They're going to decapitate Peter's head. And the saints were at the house making intercession for Peter. And all of a sudden, from the supernatural realm, what I call the air level and the water level, an angel shows up in Peter's cell and smacks him on the side and say, get up. I tell you, man, this Bible is ridiculous if you really read it the way it should be read, because Peter is operating such a way. I just thought it's kind of crazy how they was going to kill the brother. And of course, the church went into intercession for him. And I said to myself, how is it that Peter was able to escape death? Because there was some true intercessors interceding for him, laying out and trusting that God would deliver Peter. And an angel shows up in the cell, smacks Peter on the side and says, get up. Now he's surrounded by guards. Prepare for head decapitation. And the angel, and this is what it says, when he smacked Peter on the side, the chains that was on Peter's wrist fell off. Notice it didn't say it broke off. It fell off, or it fell to the floor, which means it's almost like his flesh became spirit and the chains that were metal fell to the floor, because the angel is the light. And so when the light came in the cell, Peter's body became like light. And so when metal or a physical material tries to hold on the light, light is immaterial, and the chains fell off. And Peter stands up, and the angels said, follow me, remember that song in the club? And they followed him all the way out. And Peter and the angel left him, and Peter came to himself and said, oh my God, I was rescued by an angel. Peter goes to the house he was praying at, knocking on the door, and someone says, while they're praying, they said, who's at the door? They said, they looked outside the peek hole and they see Peter standing there. They said, you must be crazy. And they said, go back and see it again. He go back and see, it's Peter. It must be his angel, which means that according to Jewish mysticism teaching, your guardian angel looks just like you. The third time or the second time, forget which time it is, the Bible says they realized it was Peter freed from jail. And then the next day, outside preaching. So everyone that had locked Peter up, waiting to decapitate him, he's outside preaching the glorious gospel of the kingdom. This is not your boat-sitting saint. This is not your earth-dwelling believer. This your believer that's out on the water and walking on air. They're doing something that people says, you're not supposed to do this. Listen to me, Debbie. Listen to me, Stacy and Brenda, Lisa. There are believers that God is raising up that has decided not to sit in any boats, not to sit in boats any longer. Not to live on land and live this normal, boring life as a Christian. But someone is stepping out on water and air and doing something that's never been done before. And anytime you plan to walk on air or walk on water, there's a risk that must be taken. But the risk got tremendous dividends if you can stand the test of time. See, a lot of times we want this comfortable sense of Christianity. You know, go to church on Sunday, get a church building, 11 o'clock a.m. service, Sunday school at 9:30, Wednesday night Bible study, and then leave God locked up in the church till next week, Sunday and Wednesday. I don't want too much of God, just enough of him to stay out of hell, and not too much of God, you know. God, stay out of my life. I don't want you being Lord of my life. Let me do what I want to do. I'll come back and check with you, letter G. And we got these boats sitting in earth-dwelling saints and non-believers. When the other part of the body, Christ, wants to get out and do something that's never been done before. I'm a firm believer, man, that God is waiting on us. He says, to the measure you hear it, it will be measured to you. So as you hear it, as you see it, as you embrace it, will determine the level of abundance that come to you. See, when you go to Matthew, go back to Matthew chapter 14. I want to show you this, and this is very key, because I'm trying to train saints. I'm trying to equip saints. Stop taking lessons for boat sitting. Stop dwelling on the land and doing what everybody else do. How do you take your program to another level? How do you open your business up supernaturally? How do you come into this life of Christianity that's outside the norm? You got to think outside the box, man. Yeah, I thought about something, right? And this is what God told me, President Crystal and Pastor Sharon and Lakeisha and Delon. Most folks ask me, McDuffie, how do you do what you do? I say, I make an attempt to walk on air and walk on water. I'm not comfortable in staying in boats. Now, though I stepped out there sometime and it seemed like I was going to drown, Jesus Christ always rescues me. And he says, every time you step out and get wet, your faith becomes stronger. And though the enemy tries to shake my ladder, let me tell you, that devil took my job away. You know, came against me. You know, sucked people's support from me. I'm trying to tell you, and tried to suffocate the life out of me. And God says, stand firm, son. Stand firm. He said, you're not an earth dweller. You're not a boat sitter. He said, you are an air surfer. He said, surf the earth. He said, surf the air. Walk on that air, son. Walk on it. And I hear God clap for me. He said, man, I love how you step out. And I watch signs and wonders and miracles, things that just are just wonders to perform. God is so awesome. You know, it's funny. This August has been the roughest August of my life. And did you know that this summer, the last 3 months have been rough financially. But did you know what happens when you become an air surfer and a water walker? God sends you other air surfers and other water walkers. That's my M318 squad, my SITU squad. He sends folks from unknown resources that come to give you the support. I said, wow, what is going on? God says, when you walk on water and when you walk on air, there are like spirits looking to do what you do. Because a lot of people are sick and tired of the boring form of Christianity. And I'm a firm believer that there's so many people that want to really hear an earth surf and an air surfing message and a water walking message. They're tired of boat sitting Christianity and land dwelling non-spiritual people. And when I look at funerals, whether it's Aretha Franklin's, whether it's John McCain, whether it's Michael Jackson, whether it's Whitney Houston, I'll be at the TV hoping that who is the preacher's going to preach? Will he bring an air walking message? Will he bring a water walking message? Or he gonna give a Sunday morning sermon about the good works of the person and no challenge to come to Christ, no disciple making? I said, God, what's wrong with us? He said, because most of our Christianity is boat sitting and land dwelling. We don't see people attempting to walk on water or walk on air because it's not the norm. Keep in mind, Peter was one out of 12. 12 was given the very opportunity to get out there and walk on the air. But those 11 stayed in that boat while Peter got out there and experienced an air walking experience that the others did not. So when you make the attempt to give like no one else did, when you make the attempt to get out there and start ministering, no one else will. When you make the attempt to write the book that no one else thought you can write. When you make the attempt to live someplace new, it don't look like you can even do it. And you watch faith begin to manifest this type of stuff. Boy, you go crazy because you have discovered that the kingdom is available to those that get outside the comfort zone to walk on air. Watch this. Air is what I call the 100-fold. Water walking is 60-fold. Boat sitting could be 30-fold. Land dwelling, don't even get in the boat, no fold. And you'll find four levels amongst people. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to walk on air, sister. They don't want to walk on water. They're like the comfort zone of the boat and the earth. So this is what the problem is. When Peter gets out the boat to make the attempt to walk on water and walk on air, he does good at first, but look what happened. And this is Matthew's gospel, chapter 14. Chapter 14. And it says this, Peter said in 28, Lord, if that is you, bid me to come. And all Jesus said, well, come. Now keep in mind, there's a storm. It's dark. You can see the silhouette of Jesus, not real clear. They thought he was a ghost because he high and lifted up. He walking on air. There's air between Jesus' feet and the body of water. All right. Come. when Peter got down out of the boat, he walked on the water. Now, that's not about to walk on the water. But keep in mind, focus. You can't walk directly on the water because the water is contrary. It's a storm. So walking on the water means that he's above the water and he's walking like he's walking on air. And so he's on air on top of the water. Watch this. And the Bible says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And the key thing is you can't see wind. You don't see wind. You feel wind. And then you see your imagination of yourself sinking and you don't have a boat under you. So his mental mind, his rational mind came to the forefront and robbed him of the mind of Christ, robbed him of the word that says, Jesus told me to come. And you'll find out when you step out and do a business or step out to try a new job or step out to do something different, your old mind would try to rob you of your new mind. Your boat sitting mind would try to rob you of your water walking mind or your air surfing mind. See, it's always the battle of two minds. Your mind said, there's no way you could be doing this. How are you living like this? How are you bringing in colleges? How are you creating jobs? How are you getting this stuff done without a degree? How are you doing this, Pastor Mike? I'm an air walker. I'm a water walker. And all those people are scratching their head and trying to figure out how you're doing. I'm steady walking. I'm steady gliding. In the midst of the opposition and the struggle, I'm doing the impossible. My cousin Lakeisha says, here comes the next group of millionaires. She don't know. She knows she's speaking potentially. She's speaking to my potential and my capability. Because I will be the McDuffie that will break the power of poverty. You think the Rockefellers have money? Wait till the McDuffies get finished. I'm going to be blessing the Johnsons, the Ratcliffs, the uncles, the aunts, the niece and nephew. I'm not waiting for nobody. It's mine. I got the keys of the kingdom. I'm learning to walk on air and walk on water. And the exciting thing is, even if you fall in the water, the grace of Christ comes and rescues you. And Jesus says, why you doubt? He's always pushing for more. Don't get comfortable in the boat. Don't get comfortable on the earth. Don't stay around people who talk about limitation all the time and what can't be done and this won't be done and that can't be done. Start to think creatively. My God in the highest, my Jesus. The last weekend of this month, which is Friday and Saturday, I will have my book signing party. That's right. It's coming out this September. And I'm sending out invitations, beginning to call everyone that purchased my book. And I think about how long I worked on this book from 2009 up to 2018. I think that's 10 years, if I'm correct, right? Right, 9? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 9 years. And I remember people saying, it never come out, it can't be done, and it's being edited as we speak. And I said to myself, how many folks tried to talk you out of the book? It's amazing. They don't encourage you. It's amazing to me how boat-sitting saints and earth-dwelling unbelievers would try to tell water walkers and air surfers not to try anything. To be very careful not to give too much attention to people who never attempted anything. And you got to always be professional. You got to always know how to say okay. And you got to know how to say it okay. That really means I am not even listening to you. See, my okay sometimes is okay. I just say, okay, I'm not going to waste time, because when I have tasted of the kingdom and I've tasted of the powers to come and I've tasted of the realm of the impossible and watch God manifest some great stuff, I continue to stir the pot. This scripture here, and I love it, in Matthew 14, I want to read this to you. It says, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. So this is how you lose your air surfing ability. This is how you lose the ability to walk on water. You give too much attention to the winds, the stuff that you cannot see that's screaming in your earlobe. See, the fear isn't even here yet. The joblessness is not even here yet. You're not even sick. And already the wind is saying, I'm going to give you cancer. You're going to lose your job. They're going to get rid of you. Your man going to leave you. Your husband going to walk out on you. See, that's the fear of the wind. And you got to know how to tell wind to shut up. You got to know how to speak back to the force and tell the force what you're going to do. Someone said, the storm is going to come. Said, I am the storm. You're talking about the storm's going to come. I am the storm. Here comes the hurricane. I am the hurricane. So you got to be able to see yourself above the storm. You got to be able to feel it, taste it, experience it, and you will watch God do some incredible things. Incredible. When the time is right, I'm going to explain to you what happens when you find saints that walk on air and walk on water. They create new levels of income that's never been done before. When you become an air walker and a water walker, your thinking and your common sense is a little bit different than the folks who sit in boats and stay on land. I'm always looking for opportunity to advance the kingdom. See, this is what you have when you're an air walker and a water walker. Now, Brenda Hendricks, my mom-in-law who's watching me, I'm going to speak a prophetic word over you even right now as you watch me. And I want you to join your faith with my faith, Sister Brenda, because I want you to tithe off what you got. I need you to believe God. I know you've already blessed me 1,000 times over, because even in this book thing, I'm going to be sowing seed into your life for what you blessed me with. I already know that. But your tithes and your offerings, you got to recommit that back to what God wants you to. And I'm going to pray that God will give you a water walking, air breaking and experience. And that even as you're watching me, that your legs and arms will begin to move. I command the healing power of the kingdom to step into Brenda Hendricks' apartment. And I pray, Lord God, by the Spirit of God, that as I release the kingdom, that you go into Brenda's legs and her arms. I command her legs and arms to move. I move from prayer into commanding. I command both legs and both arms to move. I command Brenda Hendricks to start moving her legs and moving her arms. I command Brenda to stretch out your left hand, stretch out your right arm. I command Brenda Hendricks to stretch out your left leg, stretch out your right leg. I command Brenda to move your neck left and right. I'm speaking an air-breaking experience. I'm speaking a water-walking experience. This is not for the dry boat sitter. This is not for the earth dweller. This is for Sister Brenda Hendricks. I command total restoration from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And there are some of you watching me today who have a sense of a spirit of paralyzation. You have trouble moving your legs, moving your arm. You have back spasms. Anyone watching me on air and after air, I command you to move your legs. I command you to move your arms. I command you to get up and start walking. Do not pay attention to the boisterous winds. You can't see wind. You can only feel wind. I don't care what you feel like, but don't pay no attention to what you feel like. I command your feelings to align. I command your feelings to feel like you're healed. Feel like you delivered. I command your arms to be made whole. Someone suffering with carpal tunnel in your hands. I want you to close your hands and open your hand. God is healing you of carpal tunnel. Open and close it. And I hear the sound of the cracking of bones. God's healing you. Move your hands, move your fingers. God making you whole. And it's in this area here in your hand. I want you to take your right hand and start feeling it, because God's making you whole right now in the precious name of Jesus. These are the things that I am commanded in this hour, because I'm an air walker and I'm a water walker. Peter and Jesus both walked on air. But Peter allowed his faith to be robbed by the spirit of fear. But Jesus walked on the air and walked on the water. And that simply means he dominated the third, second, and first heaven. He walked from the mountain to atop of the sea to the boat where the disciples was, to Peter, who fallen down, he had to rescue him and walk him back to the boat. You know what's a here are some characteristics of an air walker and a water walker. They seem to always focus on ministry, although they got their own restrictions and oppositions, which means that God is not God in the absence of opposition. He is God even when you're inconvenient, even when you feel like you're being inconvenient. So what do I care? God will be done. So you don't feel good, and then God wants you to pray for everybody else. You struggling financially, and God tell you to give money to them. you up against a hole and God tell you help someone out of a hole. See, it always works in reverse. See, water walkers and air surfers understand this language code. Boat dwellers and boat sitters and land dwellers don't understand this. How can you give $100 to the church? How can you give $1,000? How can you give your whole check? That don't make no sense. I know why. Because you live on the land. You dwell in boats. Water walkers and air surfers understand the code is like a it's like a person playing craps at Las Vegas. They put all the chips in the middle of the table and they go for it. Faith is to get out there and believe that God will do the impossible and take the very risk of losing all the gain all. And the dividends are incredible. Incredible. I had to do an asset management to find out what's going on in my life and watch God met needs this past 3 months when I had no possible income. How did God do that? I'm an air walker and I am a water surfer. See? And when you start thinking like this, your perspective is different. The choosing of your friends is different. The material you read changes, how you take care of yourself. It makes a big deal, man. It makes a real big deal. You know, it's funny, in the book of Hebrews, and I'll be talking about this later on, in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says that the saints were supposed to stand in the kingdom of Christ and don't go back to the old form of worship. And even though you're under great hostility and opposition from the enemy, I need you to continue to stick with Christ and don't swerve off of your stance. In the meantime, encourage one another to good works and keep gathering together to encourage one another. Why would you tell me to keep encouraging one another and keep gathering with each other when I myself is in pain? Because this is what water walkers and air surfers do. Now, I got to begin to close out. I'm going to come back to my mic live later on, but I want to prophesy that many of you will show up for my church service tomorrow at 447 East 23rd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, between 10th and 9th Ave. Do not forget to go to my Cash App, order my book, More Than Enough, and this last weekend of this month will be my book signing party. I'll give you the date and the location, but this is the month, book coming out the last weekend of September. We're ready to roll. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. We'll come back next week. Come back at you. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you are a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.